Well, I've been telling you about Cuddly.com. You just heard me do the commercial. And one time a week or two ago when I was actually doing a sales call with Cuddly.com, they started telling me about some of the different organizations that they work with and the different charities. And they started telling me about one specifically, thegivingspirit.org. And I know it was supposed to be professional and talking about commercials with Cuddly.com. And I literally went, wait. Before we go any further, I need to know more about the Giving Spirit because I want to do a story on that organization. It sounds amazing. And so now I get to do just that. Let's talk with the founder of the Giving Spirit, Tom Bogomain. Tom, good morning and welcome to Wake Up Call.
Morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm great and I love what you guys are doing. You're doing 50 million things, first of all, and I can't believe all of the different venues or avenues that you are reaching. But let's start with now, before we get to what you do to help homeless people and their pets stay together, I want to talk about this backpack push that you guys have right now as we head into the Christmas time. Tell me what you guys are doing to help kids with the backpacks, but it goes even beyond just helping the child.
Well, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to speak to you and to your listeners. It's a great privilege, especially during this amazing week of Thanksgiving. We've been trying to work with LAUSD for so many years because we knew that there was an issue with homeless students. And we finally were able to meet an incredible warrior named Tammy Wood at the Homeless Education Division, LAUSD. Who's able to give us access to these children. Do you realize that there are almost 20,000 homeless students that attend LAUSD schools?
No, and that's hard to believe.
Yeah, we were just mortified by that number. We knew that there were quite a few, but 20,000 just blew our minds. And so we thanks to Tammy Wood and thanks to LAUSD and our new partnership with them, we are assembling and distributing 6,000 specialty backpacks to 6,000 students from K through 5 and also from 6th grade to 12th grade, beginning December 3rd into the new year, to take care of 6,000 of those 20,000 children. We're so blessed and privileged to be able to take care of them with essentials they need for school as well as for life and for their families.
And that's what I want to ask you about. What specifically are in these backpacks that goes beyond? I think everybody thinks, okay, school supplies, but there's more than just that in there.
You understand that, and thank you so much for asking. It's not everybody realizes that they're lacking in the basics in terms of school supplies. So LAUSD gave us a must-have for both the little kids as well as the older children. But they also need, because they're, you know, again, they're disadvantaged because of their living conditions as homeless. They need hygiene items. They need items to keep them surviving with basic things that we take for granted. So we're going to be including those as well. And things for their parents and their families to keep them clean and healthy. We're also giving them PPE, which, as you know, the state of California is heading back into some pretty risky territory when it comes to COVID. These children and their families are even more vulnerable than we are. So it's important that they have frontline equipment to keep them safe, you know, as they are surfing through a very difficult situation.
Now, when it comes to these kids and how they can get them, or the 6,000 out of the 20,000, was it like a lottery? How did the kids become the recipients of all of these?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, and that's a dilemma that we face as the Giving Spirit since we were founded in '99. You know, when we started, there were 80,000 homeless folks, and we helped 40 that first year.
Wow. And
so that was, you know, we didn't look at it as a drop in the bucket. We looked as taking care of 40 individuals.
Absolutely.
And so,
yeah.
And so we had to look at this number as what's the best we can do. And so, knowing fully well, we're taking one step towards that 20,000 number, and our resources, you know, we'd love to be able to take care of all 20,000 this first year, but we know we're taking a huge step forward. And the good thing is, Jennifer, is that there's 6 different school districts in LA, and so each district, we're going to be able to take care of 1,000 children in every district. That's how we came up with that number, and we pushed our resources to be able to get to that number. And we're hoping with the help of you and other amazing humans out there that are listening, we can see that 20,000 number in the very near future.
That is huge. You have got to feel amazing. You started helping 40 people. Now you're helping 6,000 kids. That has got to be just an unbelievably successful. I don't even know how to say it. You've just got to feel so proud of yourself.
Well, I'm proud that I have amazing people around me. I've got incredible leaders, that an incredible team of staff and volunteer leaders who have made the Giving Spirit what it is. I'm just the voice and the visionary at times, but you know, these men and women and their families, especially, because there's a lot of sacrifice, a lot of weeknights and the weekends of hours planning. But our mission is so sincere, Jennifer. I mean, we're very transparent. I mean, it's not about us. It's about those folks that live on the street. I mean, we have a bifurcated mission. So A is to provide survival assistance directly to where these people live. And then no matter where they are, if it's under an overpass, in a car, you know, in a box, we're going to find them and we're going to take care of them with survival assistance. But the other thing, and this is so important that we're on the radio with you, is to pierce the veil of homelessness and allow people to see and understand how these people became poor and how they ended up on the street. And you'll understand the whole theme about They Are Us, which is our overarching theme. You can actually look into the face of someone and realize that could be your neighbor, your best friend, somebody you went to high school with, somebody you went to college with, somebody you could have worked with. And you understand that there were things that happened to them but it could have happened to us, but they didn't have the infrastructure that we had, or the family or the church or the congregation, the synagogues that could take care of us to protect us from falling into the cracks.
So that
is just as important as the things we give them.
That is so true. And I think during these COVID times, a lot of us are starting to realize that more and more and more. It becomes one of those, there but for the grace of God go I kind of thing. One more thing before I let you go, I want to quickly touch on that you guys have been involved with since early on in the pandemic, is this LA Pause for Hope. And I think that sometimes a lot of people don't realize, you see a homeless person on the street and they have an animal with them. Usually it's a dog. And you think, wow, you know, they can't even take care of themselves. How can they take care of their dog? What they don't understand is, in many ways, that dog is taking care of that person because of the love that it gives and the companionship. And keeping those two together is huge.
It saves their lives, Jennifer.
Yeah.
And so, before I say another word, I want to thank John Hussey and everybody at Cuddly, you know, for allowing us to have this opportunity to speak to you and your listeners, because, you know, they got us from the beginning, and it's been a huge love affair with them and their team and how they've embraced us in our mission. And but it goes again back to that transparency of being able to see, we need to see a family out there. We need to see a family unit when we see that dog and that human, because that symbiotic relationship keeps two souls alive. Doesn't just keep one alive. Because without that companion, that human companion, that dog might end up where we don't want to think he or she might end up. And so when we see that family unit, it's just as important as if we saw, you know, that human with a child. And so we want to get our volunteers, our donors, and your listeners to understand that you should not take pity on either one of those souls. You should see them as resilient warriors. We're trying to make it out there together. And together, they're fighting against all odds to stay alive. And if we can give them comfort, if we can give that owner a chance to give that dog some joy, because he doesn't have or she doesn't have the ability to afford to give them toys and bowls and leashes and collars and treats and food that we can, then why not? Why not bring joy to two lives and allow them to have hope that humanity has not forgotten them? And so thanks to great sponsors like Cuddly and other donors who have made those companion animal kits possible, we took care of 1,200 companions and their animals in September. 1,200 times two. Always remember, it's 1,200 times two, because it's that human and that animal who we look at being this, have the same value in our eyes. Just so 2,400 souls were served, thanks to people like Cuddly and others out there. This September and now this program is ongoing into next year as we build more kits to help And here's one statistic that your listeners need to understand, too. They say that 10% of homeless folks have dogs. We know it's more than that. So if there's 70,000 to 80,000 homeless folks that are out there, there's 7,000 to 8,000 animals that need to be served. And we only took care of 1,200.
Wow.
So please go to Cuddly.com, give generously, understand that there's still thousands of other companions that need to be served over the next 18 months as COVID continues to take its toll on the city.
Tom, I would hug you if we didn't have to stay 6 feet apart. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
You're the best. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Cuddly. And thank you for everybody that's listening.
All right. Thanks so much, Tom. And happy holidays. Hey, you too. That is Tom Bagamain. He is the founder of The Giving Spirit. And you can donate at Cuddly.com or text Cuddly to 69922. Text Cuddly to 69922. I told you it was good.